All right. So if you just join us, welcome. It is KZN's number one hit music station. We're going to get to the performance that I told you about, our Heritage Day performance in a moment. We're going to meet our in-house guest as well in a moment. But for now, let's have a look at the traffic. It's sponsored by Amazon South Africa. Get 200 Rand off when you on your first app purchase. Tease and see. It is KZN's number one hit music station. If you're joining us, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's your daytime queen, Carol Ofori. So as you know, as a show, we decided to celebrate Heritage Day in a different kind of way, celebrating the music that is so diverse in Mzansi. So we kicked off the month inviting South African duo Qadasi Maqinga in studio, who performed for us the Maskandi music. And then last week we had Dries Lars, who explained to us the history of some of the instruments in Bura music and also his passion for the genre of music, and also explained the different genres under the umbrella, right? And today we are wrapping it up. It's the last, pretty much the last week of September, pretty much. Decided we have to wrap it up with a big genre, Hindi music. And we're doing this in absolute style. Her name is Yovani Naidu, and she's an accomplished South Indian vocalist and musician, and also a qualified environmental scientist. Okay. She sings in Tamil, Telugu, English, Kannada, and Hindi, and has shared the stage with some of the world's greatest artists and has represented South Africa internationally, winning awards in India, the USA, and of course right here at home. She plays instruments from the sitar to the violin, has trained under some of the most respected gurus, and even holds the title of the first ever South African Tamil Idols winner. Welcome, Yovani.
Oh my word, thank you so much, Carol, for that beautiful introduction. It was such a pleasure to be here.
Listen, we're so excited that we found you. Like, we're like, yo, we need to find someone special who's able to talk about the music, give us background, and we found you. So excited that you are here. I guess let's go to the beginning. What made you fall in love with Hindi music? And is it right to call it Hindi music, or is it different genres? How do you classify the umbrella?
Sure. So for Indian classical music now, you know, that goes back 1,000 years, dated back to the Vedic period. Now, the Vedic period is one of the earliest eras in terms of Indian history.
Okay.
Now, that is where, you know, the oldest and most sacred sort of texts and scriptures of Hinduism exists. Now, for centuries, that ancient sort of music, you know, it lasted for quite a long time until there was like a split into two streams. So now we have Hindustani music, which was developed in the north of India.
Okay.
And then we have Carnatic music, which I am trained under.
Okay.
That originates from the south of India.
Okay.
So these two sort of forms, genres, they're the main genres of Indian classical music, but each of them differs in its own repertoire, the style of playing, even the instrumentation and the traditions as well.
Wow, that's insane. I believe you sing in like more than one language.
I do. I'm blessed to perform and sing in various languages. Some of them I don't really speak, you know, at home.
Okay.
But I'm able to comfortably sort of sing in them. And you know, for me, learning the language, it's a way of feeling closer to my roots and my heritage.
And your heritage. That's the key word here. It's all about heritage. So if you don't mind me asking, what language do you speak at home, and what language are you fluent in?
Sure.
And most comfortable conversing in, outside of obviously English?
Sure. So, you know, at home we speak kitchen Tamar.
Okay.
So it's very, you know, informal sort of Tamar. But it's not spoken like throughout, like you know, I will sing it in it, but at home it's generally English, I won't lie to you.
Right.
Especially since I am the sixth generation of Indian descent.
Right.
You know, the language sort of got lost, especially, but you know, we try to propagate and promote the language through our traditions, our cultures, the way we dress, the way we perform, you know, religious prayers, and you know, that is how we stay close to our identity.
Absolutely, which is so important for every individual to know their heritage and have a full rounded understanding of their identity through who their people are, right? What do you love the most about performing your kinds of music that you do, the different genres of music that you do?
For me, you know, Carnatic music specifically, it is so intricate. It's so complex, and it challenges me as a musician, because at the end of the day, I want to improve, you know, in terms of my creativity. creativity and musicality. Mm. Not only that, I think Carnatic music, it's one of the oldest traditions. You know, it has lived on for centuries, and yet it still continues to evolve and grow and breathe with time, with through every performance as well. And, you know, I am South Indian, as I mentioned. I am half Tamil, half Telugu.
Yes.
So, you know, I perform Carnatic, and it's my way of staying true and staying connected to my South Indian heritage and identity at the end of the day.
I love that. So coming up, we're going to take a short break. You are going to perform something special. But she said to me, Carol, what I'm going to do is a little bit different. I'm going to use like Ed Sheeran bass, but I'm bringing in the Hindi music style as well.
Yes.
So explain to everybody what's going to happen. We're going to do it after the break, but just so you tease them onto what they can expect.
Sure. So basically, I have a little track for you. It's Ed Sheeran, The Shape of You. And it's basically going to form the backing music. And I'm going to be singing over that with my with Telugu lyrics. And also a little bit of, you know, a fusion with Carnatic music as well. And I hope you enjoy it. I hope you start dancing, Carol. That's what I'm aiming for you.
That's the plan. Okay. After the break, Yovani Naidu performs for us a special, special piece she's done just for you. It's coming up. And we're wrapping up the month in style, right? We've been celebrating different genres of music that speaks to different people's heritage in South Africa, in Mzansi. And today we're wrapping it up with something that is really, really special and unique. By the way, Yovani, like, it's my first time having Hindi music played on the show.
Really?
Me watching a performance live in studio. Like, all of this is new for me.
Oh, wow.
So it's exciting. Last week I had Dries Lars, who was doing Afrikaans music. Yeah. Also, completely new for me. And then also we had the guys Karasi in studio, also new for me. So everything has been a new experience, and I've absolutely loved it.
Oh, I love that. I feel as if you have you'll find a liking towards the music, especially the Ed Sheeran one. I think that will really cater for your entire audience.
Oh, I love it. If you're just joining us, we are hanging out with Yovani Naidu. She's very special. She sings in Tamil, Telugu, English, Kannada, am I saying right, and Hindi.
Kannada.
Kannada, there we go. And has shared the stage with some of the world's greatest artists and has represented South Africa internationally, winning awards in India, the US, and right here at home. She plays the sitar, she also plays violin, and she's been trained by some of the most respected gurus in the world. And she also holds the first ever South African Tamil Idols winner, which is amazing. South African Tamil Idols, when did that happen? When did this all happen?
This happened in the year 2022. Yeah. And it was hosted by the Lakshmi Stars. So, you know, it was quite a stiff competition.
Right.
There were about 20, I think, contestants that took part. Mm-hmm. And I managed to go through all the rounds, and victory was mine.
Victory was yours. Okay, so we've been talking about Hindi music specifically. You're going to give us a little taste of something a cappella, and then we'll get to the other special one that will end the interview. So the floor is yours to give us a cappella. Just tell us a little bit about what you're about to do.
Sure. So the song that I'm going to be singing is Woruk Gordi Padal. And the song, because it's everyone is right now celebrating Navaratri, which is a religious festival, you know, dedicated to the mother goddess. Mm-hmm. So this is a very beautiful song, and in the rag Mohanam. And for those who are, you know, are interested in Western music, it's according to the pentatonic scale.
Okay.
So that's a little, you know, a difference between Western and Eastern, you know.
All right.
But Woru Kodi Padal, here it goes. Woru Kodi Padal Unakaga Padu Taye Naan Pirandhen. ஒரு கோடி பாடல் உனக்காக பாடு தாயே நான் பிறந்தேன் எந்தன் நாவினல் வாரும் தேவி உன்னாலே நானினல் வாரும் தேவி உன்னாலே ஆனந்தம் நான் அறிந்தேன் நான் ஒரு கோடி பாடல் உனக்காக பாடு தாயே நான் பிறந்தேன்.
Wow, that was beautiful. Come on, give it up, everybody in studio. That was absolutely beautiful. Okay,
thank you.
That was so beautiful. All right, so now here's the main event. introduce what you're about to do now.
Sure. So, you know, I am known for, you know, the collaborations between the fusions and, you know, sort of throwing my Indian element themes there. And because I am youth, you know, I love sort of incorporating Western and Eastern. And so I thought, what, why not do it through Ed Sheeran, Shape of You, and add my own Telugu flair over it. So I hope you enjoy it. This is the Telugu mashup.
Gari zari sari ni sa sari sa gari zari sari ni sa sari sa ni to chepana ni gutta telisina nu venta gari chipote anta sarada telisuna ni ni Pani bama gama pa, saga sani bani bama gama gasa gama pa pa ma pani bani pa ma pani pama sa, pani pami gama gama. Kanno lato chusi vi, gorova. Kari sani sani da bama gama pama. Oh ayo ayo ayo, ni ni pama pani pama pa kari sani. Oh ayo ayo ayo, pani sa sa pani sa sa pani sa. Oh ayo. Gari ni sa gari ni sa ma gari sa ni da pa. Oh ay oh ay oh ay oh ay. And that was it. I hope you enjoyed
that. Listen, people in the building are losing their minds. You see, they are creeping everywhere. Come in. You guys can come in. They are creeping everywhere. They're losing their minds. They are losing, literally losing their minds. That's how awesome it was. Yovani Naidu. That is incredible. Come in, guys. You can give her her flowers. She's here. Give her her flowers. Yes. Come in, guys. Look at this. The team's come to show you love. Look at that. Unbelievable performance, Yovani Naidu. Where do we find you? I think people are wanna get a hold of you. People wanna hear from you. How do we do it?
Sure. So you know, you can catch me on all social media accounts, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. Yeah. If you'd like to know more about my upcoming events, you know, I'm going to be singing on the MSC Opera for the Bhangra Boats next year between 27th February and 2nd March.
Yes.
I know this coming Sunday I'm going to be at the in Westcliff for the Saraswati Puja for Tamil Advancement Society.
Yes.
Next month, 11th of October, I'm going to be at the Durban Playhouse. So if you'd like to, you know, to get in touch, know more about these events that are on your doorstep, you are welcome to reach out to me on my email address as well, yovaninaidu@gmail.com, Yovani Naidu with a 00.
Listen, this never happened, by the way.
Are you
I've
serious?
Had performances in the studio day in, day out. They don't come out from their tables to come and say hello.
Oh my
this
word.
Is fantastic. You mentioned mom and dad need a shout out, so do that now before they're like, yay.
Sure. You know what, I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for my parents, my mom, dad, including my brother, my good Guru is not forgetting them. They play a very pivotal role in my journey, and all that I am today, I owe to them. So thank you so much for the opportunity, as well as you, Carol, and everybody who's here. This is very amazing. Thank you so much.
Yovani, legend. We love it. We'll find you on social medias and just stalk you for more performances. That was an incredible fusion. I literally had goosebumps.
Thank you.
Wishing you all the best, and enjoy all the phone calls and the stalking that people are having. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yovani Naidu, everybody.